That's right. Rentfree1310@gmail.com. Share your little bit of insanity with us. This is all about the P1s. Again, rentfree1310@gmail.com. Usually do it at 2:15 on a Wednesday. A little late because we had our final meeting with our buddy Shahan and of this college football season. But let's, without any further ado, get to the P1s. Let's go to Lemur. Lemur says, "Hey, boys, there are two drops that have lived rent-free in my head for many years, and I'll start with one that relates to the recent news." He sent this back in December. "I don't even remember why he said it, but I have used these words countless times. That is the words 'great success' by the now departed Tom Hicks." And this has been a drop for what feels like the past 25 years.
Great success.
Yeah.
He says he uses it to friends and family, but also in work situations, either verbally or in emails. It's a fabulously versatile phrase. And it kind of is.
Yeah.
He's not wrong.
And you can use it ironically, too, if something isn't a great success. You can just say great success. Yeah, that's one that I've never known the full context of, other than it's Tom Hicks.
I'm guessing.
I've heard the drop a million times, though.
That sounds like it was from a podium at a press conference. Heck, that might have even been the
A-Rod
press conference, for all we know. That's been floating around the ticket for a long, long time. He says, "The other is a deeper cut, unearthed by the Hardline many, many years ago. It was a snippet of an interview with Jimmy the St. Christopher when he was working in California. It was one of the Rolling Stones. Pretty sure it was Ron Wood. Actually, no, it was Bill Wyman. He went into a rambling story about walking a dog at a park in Rancho Cucamonga where Wyman would also visit. He says, I'm not doing the preamble any favors here to say it was truly a paragon of verbal diarrhea, but the gold came when Wyman simply replied with, 'All right.
All right.'
He said he tried to phonetically spell it as spoken, and I repeat it today as a token response to something I'm told but totally not interested in. Have a pleasant dry dock." Again, this was sent back in December. Lemur.
Do we have the full context of it? Oh, we don't?
It's in there. It could be in there somewhere.
I swear it was just labeled Wyman or
But it was
something.
It was a rambling, going nowhere story, and Bill Wyman's like,
All right.
I think at the very end, Jimmy the Saint was, "Well, tell Mick and the boys I said, hey." And he's like, All right. Let's go to Ben. Good P1 Ben says, "Dear Sweet Spotters, watching the Mavs Heat game with Harp," again, this was sent early December, "Harp on the call, and he made me think of the time Elf was doing his show in the plaza for the Dirk statue reveal. Harp joined Elf and drops an F-bomb." Mm-hmm. "I think it was during dry dock. Anytime I hear Harp, I think of this. If you guys have that audio, the P1s need to hear it. It was seriously wild ass. Thank you for what you do to your potties. P1 Ben."
So it was Christmas Day.
Yeah.
Because I was the board op for that.
Because Elf was on.
You sure you want to claim that?
I thought I was going to get fired.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I might distance.
Well, this is what happened.
"And I played with him over at Baylor. We used to, that's where the training facility was at the time. And we used to go over there during the summer, during the off season, and we used to go at it. Off season workouts, playing against each other. And I played with him. We were on the same team one day in the afternoon over there. And I saw Dirk, who had been touted as a shooter. So I saw him trying to fit and pass the ball and try to find cutters and that kind of thing. And I said to him, man, I said, why are you over here? Why? You can ask him about this. He won't ever forget it. I said, why are you over here as a player from Germany? And he says, I'm a shooter. I was like, well, shoot. excuse my language. But I'm like, shoot the basketball, if that's what you are. And it seems like to me, guys, is that he's never stopped shooting the basketball. And you can edit that little part, but
hey, well, I believe we are working on that. Oh, my God. Derek Harper, my friend, listen.
And that went undumped.
Yes, story Lando. Behind that.
Okay.
There was a certain ticker man in the ticker room that day who was very loquacious and was talking to me during that.
You sure about that, brother?
Yep. 100% sure.
He also would have talked to Harp the way Elf did right after that.
Yeah, we got a little switch Elf there at the end, didn't we? Yeah, he was
a little part, but
hey. Well, I believe we are working on that.
Yeah,
a little bit.
We're working on that.
I wonder how many undumped F-bombs have gone over the air at our station.
None.
Or S-bombs.
It's never happened. Don't worry about it.
Justin.
We're perfect. We're perfect here at the ticket. That's funny.
Describing what jarring is.
Move on to Alan. And I don't know. This one, to me, is like the essence of why we do this stupid segment, rent-free. Alan says, every time I hear people say Fernando Mendoza's name, I hear McBain, played by Rainier Wolfcastle on The Simpsons, yelling Mendoza from the in-show McBain movie. And he says it at the end of this scene, and I know this tickles ham too, so go ahead.
Hey, McBain, you keep eating them hot links, you're never going to make it to a pension.
Come on, live a little, Scoy.
No, thank you. Got me a future, partner. I'm 2 days away from retirement. My daughter's graduating from college.
Little Susie's going up.
And as soon as we nail Mendoza, my old lady and I are going to sail around the world like we always wanted. We just christened a boat. Oh, yes, sir. Everything's going to be just McBain.
Yes.
I'm not gonna make it.
Oh, stop talking crazy.
No. Just do one thing for me. Forget Mendoza.
Mendoza!
That'd be a good drop for Indiana to play every time Mendoza scrambles for a first down or throws a touchdown pass.
Or the Raiders who take him with the 1-1.
Say, we'll pass that now.
And so funny because the McBain movie in The Simpsons, it wasn't in every episode, but it was for like a couple of seasons. And people finally caught wind of what they were doing, and they've like sewn the whole thing together.
Okay.
So it's what, over 5 minutes or so with like a coherent storyline from all the little snippets you'd see during random episodes of The Simpsons.
Okay.
And McBain.
Yes.
That's the best.
Yes. Mendoza. I wonder if he's aware of that.
And finally, another great one. This is from P1 Eric. He says, beautiful sweet spot. Thank you for what you do to your bodies. Well, you're welcome.
Appreciate it.
AM radio is still real to me, damn it. For the past 15 years or so, this old Starburst berries and cream commercial lives rent-free in my mind. I can't get that little guy out of my head with his dumb and wonderful grin. P1 Eric. And if you were around in 2007, you absolutely saw this commercial. And it's a classic.
You tried these berries and cream Starburst?
Pardon me, what kind of Starburst did you just say?
Berries.
Berries and what else?
And cream.
Berries and cream. Oh, hurrah. Berries and cream. Berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream. Berries and cream. Berries and cream. I'm a little lad who loves berries and cream.
And he does like a karate kick.
Man, I have not thought about that commercial in a long time.
And it's wild ass because, yeah, that can absolutely live rent-free. And there's another YouTube video where that dude in the commercial is teaching you how to do the dance. It's about a minute 45, and it's just so random.
Ticket stock?
No. I've got to...
You can do the berries and cream dance?
I got my plans. But, yeah, maybe at our AMA at Ticket Stock we can teach people.
We can get him as a special guest.
We can pack it full in the hallway.
Yes.
McBain. All right, that's rent-free.
Good stuff.
Rentfree1310@gmail.com. Share your little bits of insanity with the rest of the P1 Nation.